Jairo was from across the border, in Honduras, and he dressed like a bum. His shirt was dotted with grease stains from a couple of days' worth of messy eating. Threadbare denim shorts hung to his knees. The legs that protruded from the shorts were thin and weak. He wore rubber sandals that revealed the skin of his heels was cracked and split. He had tattoos on his forearms. They were too old and faded, and his skin too tan for Victor to make out what they portrayed. He was no international arms trafficker. He was no Vladimir Kasakov. He was no Georg, even. He was just a small-time gunrunner. He was just a man in possession of an expensive rifle. How he came across the weapon, Georg hadn't passed on to Victor, and Jairo hadn't offered its history. He hadn't even wanted to show it to Victor without seeing the money. "I check the weapon is in good condition," Victor had said. "Then you get to see the cash." Jairo shook his head.
"That's not how this works."
They spoke in English because Victor didn't want Jairo to know he spoke Spanish as well as he did. Better, even.
"It works how I say it works."
Jairo was silent. He glanced at the wild horses.
"Don't forget that you want to sell the gun more than I want to buy it. I can walk away at any point and keep my money. You'll still have a rifle you don't want."
Jairo thought for a while. He didn't blink a lot, but he rubbed one palm with the other thumb. He shrugged.
"Okay, you can check it. Make sure it's legit."
He was nervous while Victor did. He couldn't stop moving. He couldn't stop fidgeting. If he wasn't shuffling his weight, he was rubbing his palms together. If he wasn't rolling his shoulders, he was scratching the back of his neck. Victor took in all the telltale signs and acted as if he didn't see them, as if he didn't understand. He wanted to buy time. He wanted to assess the situation. The Accuracy International AX-50 was a big piece of engineering. It came in a case made from toughened military-grade polymer, large enough to hide a person inside. Dismembered, but doable. Victor had squeezed bodies into less. Inside the case, thick foam rubber encased the component parts, isolated and identifiable to Victor's gaze. He checked each part in turn, acknowledging that every one was as it should be, as expected. Accessories came in a separate compartment and were, like the weapon itself, all good. Too good. He kept his thoughts to himself for the moment, still assessing. Jairo was growing even edgier, because in the dim light he couldn't see Victor's eyes in the shadow of the khaki cap, and he couldn't read the expression beneath.
"What do you think?"
Jairo asked when he couldn't stand the silence any longer.
"You like it?"
"It's beautiful," Victor said. Jairo was picking something from his teeth.
"You gonna buy?"
Victor kept his gaze on the rifle. "How much do you want for it?"
"$100,000 is the price agreed by the middleman. You have the cash, you buy."
The rifle retailed for a fraction of that, even with all the accessories. But there was a heavy premium on black market weapons. Jairo was adding a considerable premium to that premium, but for such a weapon, it was a seller's market. If Victor wasn't prepared to overpay, he was never going to be able to acquire what he needed. Whatever he'd said, he wanted the gun more than Jairo wanted to sell it. He rubbed the gun oil from his fingers.
"Where did you get the weapon?"
Jairo shrugged and adjusted his footing.
"What does it matter? I'm not going to ask you where you got your money from. You brought it, yes? In your truck?"
Victor nodded. He had his pickup parked where the sand dunes became prickled with long grass. Jairo's own vehicle, another pickup, was parked on the beach itself, out in the open, as agreed. Victor had arrived early, but Jairo had been earlier. He'd been drinking. There was a sheen to his skin and a glaze to his eyes.
"Let me see it."
Victor shut the case and thumbed the catches. He dragged it from the load bed of Jairo's pickup. Even for Victor's strength, it was heavy. The rifle alone weighed almost 20 kilos. He carried it in his left hand.